Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit could also be translated the oppressed, those who have need. What does the word blessed mean here? It means a bit more than happy, and in fact the word blessed is not quite enough. It's more to do with the shalom that God has always wanted for his people to experience. It's about, as one commentator said, a blend of holiness together with happiness that leads to a fulfillment, and that leads to living the good life. The good life. Dallas Willard used to talk about this a lot. The good life, the life that we're meant to live, that is a good life in God's sight, but is a good life in the way that it's lived, that has an effect on people around us and on the world, so that the kingdom comes to the world around us. The good life. This is what we've been promised. If at first we deliberately become poor in spirit, what does that mean? It just means to empty ourselves. It means emptying ourselves so that God can fill us up. It's about a mixture of self-examination, not self-hatred, a conscious self-emptying as we approach God, not because he doesn't want us to approach him or we have to make ourselves worthy of being in his presence, far from it, but more that we come with the right attitude of humility so that he can fill us up with something better, something new, something glorious. Perhaps for your devotional time today, practice coming to God with poverty of spirit, consciously humbling yourself with a joyful expectation of that with which he will fill you up. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.